College Basketball Insider.
Some news and notes from around the world of college basketball.
In-studio correspondent for WFAN and CBS Sports Radio.
Attention, please, to John Rothstein. Please report to St. Joe's.
The Insider's Insider.
Joining us now with his thoughts and to break it down, John Rothstein.
It's College Hoops Today with John Rothstein.
Let's put the women and children to bed and go looking for dinner. John Rothstein here on the College Hoops Today podcast. Later in this show, we will be joined by Indiana head coach Mike Woodson. Want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast on Apple Podcasts. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review. Let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also send me your questions on Twitter. I'll get to them later in this podcast. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. A reminder to find and listen to the College Hoops Today podcast on all the popular podcast platforms. Make sure to subscribe, like, and rate the show. And please feel free to leave us comments. And also check out collegehoopstoday.com for breaking news, podcast archive stories, and analysis on the greatest sport that we have on our globe. And I want to let you know that today's episode of the College Hoops Today podcast being sponsored by Geico. Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV, even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today. And now that we've got you set for all your Geico needs, 5 weeks from today, ladies and gentlemen, we will have college basketball. I had a great week last week on the road. Saw Dayton, Cincinnati, Xavier, and Ohio State. Dayton is what you'd expect, a team that's going to be one of the best non-power conference teams in college basketball this season. Expect a big year from Daron Holmes in the pivot. He looks 25 to 30 pounds heavier than he was at the end of last season. Cincinnati is improved in year two under Wes Miller. How improved are the Bearcats? We'll find out when this team heads to the Maui Invitational in late November. Wes Miller is on the record as saying to me, and you can read more at collegehoopstoday.com, that he believes that Cincinnati will be an NCAA tournament team in 2023. Xavier, meanwhile, across town, was mightily impressive in the practice that I saw in year one, second edition under Sean Miller. Xavier, to me, resembles a Xavier team like we saw in Miller's final seasons during his first tenure before he took the Arizona job. Think Xavier 2007 to 2009. Those teams, if you remember, were the class of the Atlantic 10 and got a 3 seed and a 4 seed in the NCAA tournament before Miller obviously left for the Arizona job in 2009. Xavier, to me, has the requisites to push Creighton, push Villanova, push UConn for a Big East regular season title. And I wrapped up my week on the road in Ohio last week visiting with Ohio State. This is a bit of a mystery team. Freshman point guard and Bruce Thornton. Two transfers likely to start. Isaac Likely from Oklahoma State. Sean McNeil from West Virginia. Justice Suing is back after being banged up last season. And Zed Key, who is in great shape, looks 15 pounds or so lighter, should man the 5 spot. So Ohio State, to me, a mystery team in the Big Ten. And I really think the Big Ten as a conference is a mystery. 15 of the top 20 scorers from a year ago are gone. And that is why Indiana, who returns 90.9% of its scoring from last season, is the Big Ten favorite. 4 starters return. And as we enter year two of the Mike Woodson era, how will the Hoosiers handle expectations? We'll find out when Mike Woodson, the head coach of Indiana, joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein, coming up next. And before we chat with Indiana's Mike Woodson, I want to tell you about Indeed. No matter what the sport, every deep playoff run starts with building an amazing team. You don't need a room full of scouts to do the same for your business. You just need Indeed. The right candidate is doing everything they can to find you. And if you use Indeed, you can be sure everything you're doing, you can find them too. Thanks to Indeed's powerful suite of hiring tools like Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. Indeed's virtual interview tool means there's nothing to download, just click and talk. Neither you nor your candidates have to jump through hoops. Indeed knows when you're growing your own business, you have to make every dollar count. That's why when you sponsor a job, you only pay for quality applications from resumes in our database matching your job description. Visit Indeed.com/collegehoops to start hiring now. That's Indeed.com/collegehoops. Indeed.com/collegehoops. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Indiana returns a large portion of its nucleus from last season's team that reached the NCAA tournament. The head coach of the Hoosiers is Mike Woodson. He now joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein and Woody. How different do you feel now beginning year two versus year one?
Well, I mean, I got a bunch of returnees, you know, that kind of helps, you know, my situation. I kind of walked in blindly, you know, last season. And, you know, trying to get to know everyone on the team and getting everybody up to speed in terms of what I was about. This year, coming into this season, it's a lot easier for me in terms of that regard. You know, we've had the summer to do a lot of work. Even though we have four new freshmen, they've been around pretty much all summer and been able to work along with the veteran guys that are back. And it's been a nice mixture, I guess you could say, in terms of my walk of life and my coaching staff. But we still got a lot of work to do.
Now, for you personally, what's the biggest thing that you know now about being the Indiana head coach that maybe you didn't know a year ago?
Well, again, it's the players in general, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You know, I know my guys that were here last season with me, and that makes it a lot different. I'm telling you, it's like pulling teeth last season, you know, trying to figure out each player and getting them to play at a high level every night. And, you know, the fact that I've got, you know, the group that we brought back from last season, it makes it a lot easier for me. I think my biggest, you know, my biggest problem moving forward, I don't call it a problem, challenge, I guess, is my four freshmen and getting them up to speed. And because we're going to need all four of them to really help us win basketball games if we're going to win at a high level. We're going to need them.
Well, and that's what you did towards the end of last season. I know that no team, no program wants its season to end in a loss, but from your perspective, how important was it to end last season after reaching the NCAA tournament?
Well, our last game was a tough loss because we just, you know, I thought we went the other way in terms of all the things that we worked on throughout the course of the season to get where we were. We just didn't have it, you know, and you got to give, you know, you got to give the other team credit, you know, because they did exactly what they were supposed to do in advancing into the tournament. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I mean, I was pleased with our ball club and all the things that we accomplished last year. Because it was a roller coaster ride. You know, I had to suspend some players. We didn't recover well from it. And then by the time we rolled into tournament play, we were back clicking on all cylinders, which was kind of nice to see. So I just hope that's a nice carryover to this season because a lot of the guys had never even been in tournament play. So they got an opportunity to taste a little bit of it and what it's all about, and hopefully it'll be a nice carryover into this season.
Indiana head coach Mike Woodson joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Now, the good thing is, as you've alluded to, you returned five of your top six scorers from last season. Out of those returnees, who do you think makes the biggest jump?
Well, you know, again, I like to think Tamar Bates, you know, he's been a guy we targeted when we first brought him in, to do some special things for us. And, you know, as a freshman, he had his ups and downs, and but he's had a great off, you know, summer work has just been fantastic for him in terms of his growth. And I'm looking for big things from him. I thought Xavier towards the end of last season, boy, made a major jump in putting us in position to get to the big dance. And then just having Trace and Race back, man, I mean, that's huge. You know, I'm going to lean on those two guys to really help speed the process up with our freshmen because, again, I can't say it enough. Our freshmen are going to have to be a big part of what we do this season.
Well, you know, you mentioned Jackson Davis, who's obviously going to be a Big Ten Player of the Year candidate and an All-American candidate, and Race Thompson as well, one of the great utility guys in the sport. What has allowed those two to blend so well together up front?
I just think the fact that they spent some years together, man. I mean, they played so well for our ball club last season together. I mean, the things that they did, you know, I call it buddy-buddy ball. You know, they just complimented one another extremely well. And, you know, I'm going to need them to do the same thing. But, you know, we got Logan Duncan and we got Big Malik Renew, who I think has a shot to play some big minutes for us. You know, we're going to need Trace and Race to really help those two bigs help us because that's what it's going to take.
You mentioned, obviously, some of your freshmen. You know, one freshman, obviously, that's going to be in bold print for Indiana is Jalen Hood-Schifino, who should make an immediate impact in the backcourt. If there was one player, past or present, that you could compare Jalen Hood-Schifino to, who would it be?
Oh, you're talking about just in the league or in college basketball, just a player in mind?
In all your years that, you know, Mike Woodson has been in basketball, who does he remind you of?
I mean, there's some little Jason Kidd overtones a little bit. I don't know if he has the speed that Jason had, you know, going north and south in his young days. I don't know. You know, he's kind of unique in a way because he does a little bit of everything. But the fact, you know, I spent 1 year with Kidd. I just see some overtones because he sees the floor extremely well. He gets the ball where it's got to go. And, you know, he's somewhat streaky a little bit in terms of shooting the basketball, but he's got a nice stroke. And I think in time that will get better as well. But he's all about team, man. His approach is so professional, man. And that's kind of nice to see in a young kid.
Other than Jalen Hood-Schifino, which newcomers do you think will have the biggest impact for Indiana coming up during the upcoming year?
Well, again, they all been pretty competitive, which, you know, makes me happy as a coach. You know, you never know what you truly got until you get them on the court and they start working together. But, you know, I like to think because Malik is a big body, 6'9 kid that's physically ready to play in the Big Ten, I think. Should help us and hopefully impact the game some for us. I like Caleb Banks and I like CJ Gunn. You know, I mean, those two guys are very competitive, so I wouldn't be scared to throw them in a ball game as well. But, you know, with all that being said, you know, we got a long way to go. You know, we just started practicing where we're getting, you know, 2 to 3 hours of work on the floor. And hopefully that will be a nice carryover when we start here at the end of the month.
Indiana head coach Mike Woodson joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Well, your schedule is going to provide plenty of stern tests early. If Mike Woodson had a big game tomorrow, how many different guys do you think you would play for Indiana? How deep would the rotation go?
Well, it's hard to say. I would like, based on what I've seen, I would like to play our 10 guys if I could. You know, I mean, I like to get to that. You know, I thought last year we played 8 to 9 players. But, you know, I mean, you hopefully you try to build your team where you could play 10 guys and make everybody somewhat happy. You know, you can't play them all. I thought when I was coaching in the league, when I coached the Knicks, we played 9 to 10 guys. I think you can do that in college if you get enough guys that are committed and they're on board and are not worrying about playing 40 minutes a game, you know, individually. So we'll just see how it plays out. Yes, our schedule is tough. We've improved our schedule. So we got a lot of work on our hands. And I'm up for the challenge. I just got to get these guys playing at a high level and get them ready to play.
You mentioned the schedule, and it speaks for itself. You're at Xavier in the Gavitt games. You're going to be at Kansas. You're playing North Carolina at home in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. You play Arizona and Vegas. Is this going to be the plan under Mike Woodson in Indiana moving forward, that in addition to the Big Ten, you are going to have these type of marquee games on the non-conference schedule?
Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, I've always thought, I mean, even the days when I played for Coach Knight, you know, we always had, you know, 3-4 games, you know, the Georgetowns, the Carolinas, the Kentuckys, you know, we've always had it that way. And competition is good, I think. And if you're scared of competition, I think you're in the wrong sports. I don't care what level you play it. You know, I mean, you got to hopefully build your team and see what you made of. And, you know, we'll be tested this year. And there's no doubt about that when you're talking about the four teams that you named. But it's good for basketball. So we'll see what we made of.
Well, there's a lot of blue bloods on that schedule. Now, one blue blood that the Indiana fan obviously would love to play again on an annual basis is Kentucky. Has that obviously been a focal point or something that you aspire to get back on the schedule as long as you're the head coach at Indiana?
Well, again, I mean, that could possibly happen in the future. You know, I just think Cal and I and the ADs and administrations who put all of these things together, we just got to come to some common ground and see what happens. You know, I know our fans would love to see it, and I'm sure Kentucky fans would love to see it as well. So we'll see. You know, only time will tell.
Indiana head coach Mike Woodson joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Well, what do you know? The million-dollar question from Indiana fans is, how does this team obviously become a better shooting team this season? Having, obviously, a playmaker like Jalen Hood-Schifino should help. And from what you've seen, why will Indiana shoot the basketball at a higher clip here coming up there in the upcoming year?
Well, we're going to have to shoot it at a higher clip. I mean, the great teams in college basketball that advance in tournament play, they figure it out in terms of how to put the ball in the hole. And, you know, we didn't shoot it extremely well last season, but the only way you fix it is you continue to work at it. You shoot them every day and put them in position to make shots. And hopefully they make them. You know what I mean? That's the only way it's going to happen. It's not a miracle pill that you give them. You know, you got to work through it and take high percentage shots and knock them down. I mean, that's how it works, I think.
And one of those players, obviously, that, you know, everybody hopes becomes a better shooter is Trayce Jackson-Davis. I know he's never made a three-point shot during his college career, but aside from that, how important is it, not just obviously for his future beyond this season, but for Indiana, for Trayce to be able to face up from the elbow area and go over the top of the defense and make a shot as the season progresses?
Well, I think he's capable of doing it. I don't buy the notion that he's got to be a three-point shooter. You know, I mean, he does a lot of wonderful things for our ball club and that I think can be a nice transition into NBA basketball. I mean, everybody's so stuck on somebody being able to make a three-point shot. I don't get that. I mean, you know, lay up a 15, 16, 18-foot shot that goes in, just it counts just as much as banging threes all the time. I mean, if you got a team that can shoot them, it's great. But if you don't, you better get good high percentage twos and get some layups along the way and get stops defensively where you turn them over and create points that way. But I think Trace is in a good place, good space right now. I thought this summer he's put in some work, some major work in terms of being able to make the little 15 to 18 foot shot. I think that's all he needs. I mean, personally, that's just me. You know, he's just got to keep working. I mean, that's the name of the game. That's the only way you're going to get better. And I think he's done a nice job in that regard.
You know, Woody, you dealt with expectations, you know, when you had things, obviously, at, you know, going in Atlanta, obviously with the Knicks. This group of players, though, is going to be dealing with expectations of being a conference favorite and one of the best teams in the country for the first time. How do you use, obviously, the wisdom of your experiences to really kind of help this group get through some uncharted territory here?
Well, I think it's a good thing. You know, I mean, you're being talked about. But at the end of the day, you still have to play the game. And you got to play the game at a high level on both ends of the floor. And it's going to be my job as coach to direct them in that path. I mean, it's not just going to happen because the media or the press and social media and all that is saying Indiana should be this and be that. You know, our team this season is taking a practice at a time, a game at a time, and see where it leads us.
You know, for you personally, Mike, you know, you look at it, you obviously had a great run in Atlanta. You had a great run in New York. You had all that came with being the coach of the Knicks, you know, the best restaurants in the world. But last year, you know, you went back to your alma mater as the head coach, trying to, as you told me roughly 12 months ago, bridge the gap between past and present. What was it like for you last year being in that role in Bloomington?
Well, my walk of life has always been good in Bloomington. You know, people, you know, when I got this job, you know, the media was like, well, you know, why would you hire Woodson, who's been away for 40 plus years? Well, I never was away. You know, quietly, I was here in Bloomington. And be able to come back, you know, my walk of life has been pretty good here. Some of the same people that were here 40 years ago are still here that supported me. And it makes my walk of life so much easier. So it's just good to be back. You know what I mean? I never take anything for granted. I know there's a lot of expectations, you know, with this program, and it should be that way. There's nothing wrong with that, man. I mean, that's a part of sports. And if you're a competitor and you like competing, man, you should love everything about it. So, you know, I mean, what they're saying about our ball club is what it is, man, but we still got to play the game. That's where it counts.
Well, final thing, you got to play the games, and as you said, there's going to be many of them at a high level this year. How does this team reach the expectations that are being obviously bestowed upon them? What has to happen between now and late February?
Well, again, I came back for two things. Has to win Big Ten titles and some national titles. So that's all I, as a coach, that's the only thing I'm going to push for. You know, I mean, I'm not back here just to get in the tournament. I want to win Big Ten titles. I want to win national titles. I don't see anything wrong with that. And when you recruit players that come to Indiana to play here in the Big Ten, you know, if you're selling them on anything less than that, I think you're defeating the purpose of what this is all about, man. I mean, there's not a program in the country that wouldn't wish that they could win their conference or win a national title. And I'm one of those guys, you know. I mean, that's why I'm back here at Indiana.
Well, Woody, it's going to be a lot of fun to cover. Appreciate a couple of minutes this morning. Know how busy you are, and as always, look forward to staying connected along the way.
All right, my man. Nice chatting with you again. Talk to you soon.
We'd like to thank Indiana head coach Mike Woodson for joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. I want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein on Apple Podcasts. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review. Let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also a reminder to find and listen to the College Hoops Today podcast on all the popular podcast platforms. Make sure to subscribe, like, and rate the show, and please feel free to leave us comments. And also check out collegehoopstoday.com for breaking news, podcast archive, stories, and analysis on the greatest sport that we have on our globe. And time now for our social media portion of the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Send me your questions on Twitter. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. And our first question comes from Parlay Paulie, and it's, John, what's the ceiling for this Oregon Ducks team? Well, Parlay Paulie, I really think that Oregon is a team that should challenge UCLA, challenge Arizona for a Pac-12 regular season title. Look, the interesting thing to me when I think about Oregon is this. If you think back to the best teams that Dana Altman has had at Oregon, they have always featured a small ball skilled power forward like we saw with Dylan Brooks when Oregon went to the Final Four in 2017. The strength of this team is going to be power. Khalil Ware and Fali Dante, Quincy Guerrier potentially playing the three. How will Altman deal with a bigger, more physical rendition over the Oregon Ducks? That's the million-dollar question in Eugene. And our next question is going to come from Josh Viola. And it's, John, what's your Penn State basketball prediction? Well, it's an interesting question, Josh. You know, in year two under Micah Shrewsbury, Penn State, a lot of people believe, could be a sleeper type team in the Big Ten. They do have some pieces back. They have recruited well. I think, you know, the Big Ten, and I'm not using this as a crutch, it's the truth. And I've talked to coaches about this in the league. The league's a mystery. And again, Indiana gets the nod because of what they return. But again, 15 of the top 20 returning scorers are gone from last season. The top perimeter returning scorer in the Big Ten is Northwestern's Boo Booey. Going to be a real interesting season in that conference. And five good nuggets this week is being brought to you by Geico. How would you love a chance to save some money on car insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on car insurance, Geico can help. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote and get start seeing how much you could save. Now, let's get to those nuggets.
Five good nuggets.
Five.
Six.
No, five. But you were close.
Nugget number one, Bearcats back. We touched upon this at the top. Cincinnati has improved talent and improved depth. Will the Bearcats be an NCAA tournament team? I think they'll be awfully close in year two under Wes Miller. Nugget number two, Xavier's gym. There's a palpable buzz at Xavier regarding 6'5 freshman Desmond Claude. He's not Jalen Suggs, but he looks like Jalen Suggs physically. Buy stock now. Nugget number three, all eyes on Felix. I love the long-term potential of Ohio State freshman big man Felix Okpara. 6'11", long, athletic, can really protect the rim. Remember the name. Nugget number four, home cooking. How about this for the anatomy of scheduling? Providence will play its first seven games in New England. Five will be at home. Two will be at the Mohegan Sun in the Hall of Fame tip-off. This is a genius move by Ed Cooley after losing five of his top six scorers from last season's Sweet 16 team. Nugget number five, on the road again. I'm heading west after this podcast. Going to check out San Diego and San Diego State, and also will endeavor to get up to L.A. as well to see UCLA and USC. I'd like to thank Indiana head coach Mike Woodson for joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. I'll be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel, as well as the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein.